Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, "Oh Lord, my God, I praise your holy name and I thank you, for your name is my defense. Lord, my God, I praise your holy name and I thank you because your name is my defense. In Jesus Christ's name we give thanks. Amen." Let us pray to our God. Tell God, say, "My Heavenly Father, please show me mercy. Do not let those who hate me triumph over me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, please have mercy on me. Do not let those who hate me triumph over me. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen." We're going to look at two scriptures today. Romans chapter 2, verse 16. Romans 2, verse 16. I'll read from the Free Bible Version, FBV. I read now. "The good news I share is that a day is coming when God will judge, through Jesus Christ, everyone's secret thoughts." Full stop. This scripture says that God Almighty will judge every secret thought of man. The second scripture is Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. From the New International Version, NIV, I read, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account." Full stop. Praise God. So all men, all women will give account to God, in the eyes of whom nothing is hidden. Our bowels are concealed inside us. They are invisible to the mortal eyes outside. Fellow human beings, therefore, do not know our thoughts. They do not know our motives unless our actions reveal them. But before God, what we refer to as bowels, which are closed to men, are open to God. Before God, our bowels are entrails, open and laid bare in God's sight. In eternity, where and when God will judge all men and all women, when all concealed bowels will become naked entrails, there will be nothing to hide, and there will be nowhere to hide anything. The beans of bitterness, the pizza of pride, and the lettuce of lust will all be exposed to the shame and embarrassment of those who harbor them. Every pit of selfishness, every gutter of greed that pretended to be a well or a fountain of philanthropy will be judged by the infallible God. While we are still alive by God's grace, today is the time to bring sincere repentance to God as we ask Him to transform us from the inside to the outside. As believers, I mean as Christians, even as children of God, we must ensure that our bowels are filled with compassion, with love, with humbleness, with gentleness, with every virtue of godliness, which must flow out freely as living waters to bless fellow human beings around us. May our bowels as believers bless our world. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you. We are grateful to you because you are holy, you are righteous, and you want us to resemble you. Because you are our Father, we are your children. We are not bastards. May we resemble you indeed. May our bowels as believers be filled with living waters. And may those living waters flow freely to bless our world. May people see us and glorify you. Thank you, Holy God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.